total beer snobs, but I think we can be like a little baby snob. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I'm the gal pal you never knew you had. Now, when I first started podcasting and really just like Beer Feelings as a business and kind of my business journey as a whole, I never thought I was going to want to learn about brewing beer. I thought I just really wanted to drink it and talk about it and kind of feel out loud and help others get excited about it, which really made me feel like I was never going to talk or teach about brewing it just because I wasn't interested. I thought this show and this business was going to be just about like learning as an observer, but never as a creator of the beverage that we know and love. But I've been having a really fun time learning about the beer space, and I'm finding that I'm enjoying more and more and appreciating more and more about beer now that I'm kind of learning to homebrew a little bit. But what makes me extra happy is that you guys, my fave podcast listeners, you guys seem to enjoy listening to me talk about kind of my stories. Maybe it's because I'm a real shit show when I'm brewing. Maybe you're learning something along the way. So basically all is to say, I'm just going to keep this going. I am going to keep learning about the brewing process. And as I learn, I promise to take you guys along the way. So today's episode really isn't like, we're not at the intermediate level of brewing yet. This is more like brewing basics part two. This week, I want to talk with you guys about how you can follow the same steps when you're making beer, but you can do a few things to adjust the flavor. And basically what that does is it creates all these different styles that we know and love. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, before we get into all things brewing, I really wanted to check in on you guys as my listener friends. How are things going? I just like personally, maybe I'm just hitting like a funky group of people, but I feel like almost everybody that I'm talking to today, both friends and family and networking connections and stuff, like everyone's kind of living in a shitstorm. So just wanted to take a minute. Are you okay? Is everything okay? And I guess I don't know that now that I said that out loud, I don't know that it's all a total shitstorm. There's just a lot of like big feelings going on. So really good things are happening. Some like not so good things are happening, but kind of all that's just requiring a lot of emotional energy. So this is your friendly reminder just to make sure you're taking a little bit of time for you, whether everything is going according to plan, or if you straight up feel like you're living in a dumpster fire, which I know has been me on and off for the past couple of weeks. Now, if you need a little bit of help getting there, or some help on creating ideas on how to create some you time, let me offer up our Beer Feelings Relaxation Boxes. Now, these have everything that you need to have the ultimate boozy and bougie spa night at home. You don't even have to think about it. Just head on over to beerfeelings.com, click on the store button, and then choose the feeling that best fits where you're at. And honestly, like my team and myself, we'll take care of the rest. You just like click, 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 click the buttons, check your mailbox in a couple of days. It's all good. So, okay, check that box. Hope you guys are doing well. But let's talk a little bit about brewing. Now, it's been a minute since we had our brewing basics episode, so I'm going to do a little bit of baby recap on how beer making goes down before we launch into part two. So beer, basically four main steps. So step one, you're going to boil some kind of grains in water to help get the sugar to come out, and you're kind of making like cereal water. Step two, you're going to add some hops in. Step three, you're going to cool everything off just a little bit and add yeast in there. And the yeast is basically going to eat all of the sugar and create bubbles and alcohol. And then step four, well, I guess that is step four, is the fermentation there. And then you're going to bottle it. So that, wow, you guys know I am not good at condensing information. So I'm pretty jazzed. Okay, cool. Self-celebration aside, I think we're ready for part two. That's how you make beer. So So the big question here, right? Like most beers, well, most is a tough word, but a number of beers follow those same four steps. So the big question here is, if all the beers follow those steps, how can they taste so different? How can they be different colors and different textures? Before I totally launch into this, I probably should have a little disclaimer that what I just described is how an ale is made. Beer kind of falls into two buckets. So we have lagers and we have ales. It has to do with the temperature at which they are fermented, as well as if the yeast sits on top or kind of lives on the bottom. Everything I'm talking about is in regards to an ale. There is some that I'm going to mention that could apply to lagers. I have only brewed ales. I really only know like hard facts about ales. So just like, there's our disclaimer for the day. If anybody is a super, super brewer listening, I'm trying to keep all my information as accurate as possible. So it's okay. There we go. How are we going to change flavors, right? Now, the most obvious way to change things up is to adjust ingredients, right? So a lighter beer, for example, is probably going to use lighter grains or less roasted grains, or they're roasted in a way that doesn't make them dark in color. And that's going to give it that light taste. It's going to give it a little more of that grainy taste versus a darker beer, maybe is roasted for longer, maybe roasted over an open flame. And that's where you're going to get more of the richness, the espresso, the chocolate, kind of all those roasty flavors, as well as just physically looking at the appearance of the beer, it's going to look darker. The other thing we can do, right? The other ingredient we can change would be hops. So hops come in a whole bunch of different flavors and they all have their own personalities. So we can really just change one for the other. So that's going to be the most obvious way that you can move from one style to the next, right? Like Belgian yeast is just what I'm thinking of. Like Belgian yeast is a very specific banana-y flavor. So if you made the same recipe with like a different kind of yeast, it's going to taste different. But what I want to talk about today, that's not the only way to do it. So first, let's talk about the hops. So we talked already about how you can change the hop varietal, and that's going to change it. But the other thing you can do is you can add in the hops at different parts of the brewing process, and that's going to change how the beer ends up. So when we are boiling our wort, which is basically just unfermented beer, to kill all of the germs, you can really add in the hops at any time in there. Both of the recipes that I have brewed so far add at least one of the hop varietal. I think we've used three different kinds of hops in both recipes. Is that common? I'm not totally sure. That's just what my recipes have been. But both recipes have had me add in some of the hops about 60 minutes, so 60 minutes before we're done, like before we turn off the heat, and then add in some more hops at 2 minutes before we turn off the heat. And that's there for a couple different reasons. So hops added early on are going to have a little more bitterness. So they're going to add more to the taste of the beer, where hops added in later on are going to add to the aroma, which, as we know, a lot of taste that we think we're experiencing is actually just us smelling the beer. Now, why is this, right? This has to do with the oils that are found in the hops and how the heat interacts with them. So if you add them in later in the boil, the oils have an easier time sticking around, and that's why you can actually smell them. Now, the other thing that you can do with the hops is called dry hopping, which is basically just adding them in during the fermenting process. So what I just talked about, so 60 minutes, 2 minutes, that's during the boil. Dry hopping means that's totally done and we're adding hops even later in the process. Now, again, since there's a different relationship with heat and the hops, as in it's not boiling anymore, it's going to be easier for some of those aromas or maybe some of those like delicate flavor flaves to stick around. Now, where you're going to hear dry hopping is like normally if brewers do this, they're pretty proud. So you're going to hear a double dry hopped pale ale, a double dry hopped IPA, a triple dry hopped whatever, because it's really exciting when brewers do this. And personally, I used to be afraid when I would see that on a beer, I would just like straight up thank you, had a nice day, not for me, moving on. But don't be afraid. Like, all the dry hopping means is we're just getting access to like a new level of hoppy development. And hopefully, if you've been exploring along with me, we're learning that not all hops are bad hops. They're not all piney and skunky and lumberjacky. Some can be really like whimsical and tropical or fruity. So just kind of think about that. But a lot about hops. So we can change all these things about hops, what we're adding, when we're adding, the quantities that we're adding. But the other thing that we can do is we can add a bunch of extra stuff to our beer and kind of like really change things up. So anything that you, or I guess a brewer, if you are not brewing, but anything extra besides the core four ingredients of water, hops, grains, and yeast that is added into a beer is called an adjunct. Now, I am a big adjunct person. Boyfriend and dad, not at all. They like when beer is just beer, and I like when beer is like a unicorn. So it's great. But now, as far as adjuncts go, before I get totally off topic, as far as adjuncts go, there are more traditional add-ins. Like, we talked about wit beers a couple of weeks ago. So those have orange peel and coriander. But there's also some wild shit out there. I have heard everything from like fruit is pretty normal to add in. I've heard like crushed up cookies. I've heard cake. I've heard like even weirder stuff like turkey stuffing. I've never tried like a really, really weird beer, but really you can just add anything in there and see how it turns out. I don't know how it turns out. I have never brewed an adjunct beer, but that's what gets me personally and my flavor, like the flavors that make me happy more often than not are adjuncts added in. And I just think this opens up this whole new world of brewing where we're not just limited by the core four. Like, it's just a more fun playground to play in my opinion. But similar to the hops, what we were talking about on timing, you can add adjuncts kind of whenever you want to. You can add them in when the wort is hot. You can add it in during the fermentation. And it's going to have a little different effect just based on how kind of all the chemicals play in there. So like I said, boyfriend is not a fan of adjuncts. So as we have been homebrewing, drinking a whole batch of homebrew, just the two of us, we're not like slamming a ton of beers every night. So we're trying to choose styles that both of us are excited about. So when we're drinking 5 gallons of the same beer, like, we don't hate it at the end. So we haven't played with adjuncts a lot, but maybe like if anybody out there wants to try drinking a homebrew that I make that may or may not be good. Man, I'm really selling this, but I want to play with adjuncts. I'm excited about adjuncts. So those are a couple ways, right? We can change the ingredients. We can change the hops. We can change timing. And then we can just throw some like wacky tacky flavors and items and foods in our beer. But that's kind of some basics part two, if you will, on how you can go about altering your beer styles, altering your beer flavors. Now, I am so excited that you guys have enjoyed learning about brewing with me. I definitely don't know all there is to know. And like, if you've been following along, my hit rate on actually brewing good beer, I guess, is now like 50%. But I'm really enjoying sharing this journey with everyone. Now that I'm thinking about, maybe on the next beer, I'll take a poll on what I should brew or what I should put in it. I don't know. We'll see. But today, before I totally log off, I did want to leave everyone with a few things that they should get like really, really fucking excited about when they see these things happening in their beer, because they're kind of hard to accomplish. Now that I've brewed a whole like 2.5 beers, I'm going to be your expert on this is a big deal, this is not a big deal. So number one, clear beer. Anytime you can see through your glass, that's a really big deal. So just like, trust me, I'm not going to get into the science. It's hard to do. I have not accomplished it. My beers tend to have like cloudiness, like orange juice, sometimes some floaties, but we can't talk about that. We don't have enough time. All right. Number two, to get excited about, foam and bubbles. Now, I have accomplished this. I have had really beautiful like heads on my beer, but when I see foam on a beer, especially on one that I brewed, that's kind of like a pat on the back from the universe saying like, you did the science right. Like you made the right amount of carbon dioxide and we made some carbonation and that's really cool. So, okay. Yeah. Get excited about the foam. And finally, number three, get excited when you're drinking your beer, just kind of keep an eye on the side of the glass. And if you start to see like little ledges of foam, almost like little ladder rungs, that means the brewer had their shit together. But when you're seeing this is called beer lacing and basically means not only did the brewer make the foam, but it had the right kind of structure to hold up and to stick around. So that one's a little snobby, but I think we're ready for it. I think we're not going to be total beer snobs, but I think we can be like a little baby snob. So keep your eye. That's a fun one to like share with your friends. Like, oh yeah, look at the lacing on this beer. I could really tell they knew what they were going on. But lacing, I will say, if you notice it and you mention it to your beer tender and they happen to be the brewer, like they'll be thrilled that you noticed this and you called it out. So those are the three things. I get really excited about them. Hopefully you get excited about them now too. And just some kind of fun facts to pass along to your friends. We don't always need to know why something is important. Sometimes it's just nice to say like, this is a clear beer. That's really cool. But I'm going to wrap this up. That is it for today's episode on our Brewing Basics Part 2. I hope you learned a little something about different flavors or just at a minimum learned what you should make a big deal about the next time you go to your local watering hole. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to this show, I would absolutely love it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That little single thing is the easiest way to let other beer lovers, as well as beer newbies, know that this pod is worth their time, just to be honest. But my friends, that is it for today. I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day, morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening, and that no matter what you choose to do, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. See you next week.